Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hey, Kathleen. Happy Loosey Goosey bonus episode.
Hi, Bethany. If you're listening to this, it's an acquired taste podcast.
Woohoo.
That was very awkward.
That was good.
I'm so sorry. I think I had something else to say and then I just totally forgot.
You panicked and bailed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do some spooky stories today because...
It's Halloween.
You also have a list you're going to share, Kathleen. What's your list?
It's just called Things That Are Scary.
Great.
As an adult, things that are scary when you're an adult.
Should we do one of the scary stories and then we'll do your list?
Yeah, but first let me ask you.
Sure.
Very quickly, are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
I'm not really going anywhere, so yeah. I'm not. I've given it zero thought. I have a couple of costumes in my archives that, you know, I can put on a cape. I always have a couple capes available. Yeah. I have fangs available. I have a green ribbon I can tie around my neck. You know, like that sort of thing.
Do you just have a collection of fangs, like, in your underwear drawer ready to go at any time?
They are in my medicine cabinet, but yes, I have two different sizes. I have fangs for daily wear that are a little bit shorter that don't, like, poke out.
Yeah.
And then I have fangs, if you really want to look like a vampire, they're a little longer, a little bit more of a statement fang, you know, for, like, the fancy nights out.
Do you have any heat-proof fangs that you can drink your coffee when you're wearing them?
I do not. And you know, the tough thing about fangs too is it makes it hard to sip out of a straw. So like,
you're an amateur, my friend.
I mean, when I was in college, I was in a stage performance of Dracula. I played one of the vampire brides.
Ooh.
And we went to a local dentist and had our teeth molded and we had fangs built for our specific teeth.
Oh my God.
And those were heat resistant because they were whatever they were made out of. They were like a plaster.
Yeah.
And they just sort of like locked onto our teeth and they were so awesome. But over time, like I had them for a long time, but they started to turn yellow because plaster is really porous. Like they weren't meant for long-term use.
Yeah.
But those were dope as hell because they just fit in like dentures.
Oh, you should have painted them with some, I don't know, like food safe paint or something and just kept them going.
I know. I didn't think. Kathleen, I wasn't thinking and that's the problem. I wasn't thinking.
I know. You are a person who just makes willy-nilly decisions. I've known you for a long time and you're just like, you never think anything out. You're really spontaneous.
Yeah. I'm the most spontaneous person you've ever met. If you invite me to a sudden thing, I'm sure to go to it.
No.
Ding.
If someone invites you to a sudden thing, you will suddenly say, no, thank you.
I will panic. I will panic. I will panic.
Let's do some scary stories. Hey, Dennis, cue the music. This is from Rob. One night, I was looking for my wallet in my room, and I heard a young girl ask over my shoulder, "What are you looking for?" I ignored it.
Ugh.
Later, though, I remembered that my brother had heard the same thing weeks ago. On a later date, my mom's boyfriend was giving my niece a piggyback ride, and she started crying. She later told us that she saw a young girl through the mirror, and that girl was pointing down the hallway. My niece described her as wearing a hoodie with long brown hair, staring at the ground. We don't live there anymore.
Nope.
How do you forget that your brother heard that weeks ago? Like, I would move out immediately.
If my brother heard someone whisper, "What are you looking for?" I would never stop thinking about that. I would never stop thinking about that. And then if it happened to me, I would not ignore it. I'm sorry. That's horrifying.
Except you ever find yourself remembering something that you really thought you would never stop thinking about, and you're like, oh, I forgot that.
The fact that I can't remember anything proves your point.
Listen, in 2009, I had a string of really weird three coincidences. And I was like, I will never forget this. These are the weirdest coincidences ever. I have no idea. I just remembered that they happened.
I know that I have a very important memory tied to the song I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Stop it.
I know, Kathleen, that there's like a super, and it has to do with college, my freshman year of college, because I can remember it's like, has to do with a group of people at this karaoke bar we used to sneak into.
Oh my God.
But I could not tell you what that very special memory is.
See,
we say we would never forget someone whispering over our brother's shoulder, what are you looking for? But then you just forget.
There's so many more important things for those little gray cells to remember.
You know, us losing our memories, I think that's scarier than any story we could ever read.
I know, because if we're struggling this much now, imagine when we're 90. We're just going to be useless.
That's why people who keep journals, they're much smarter than the rest of us.
I just keep journals when I'm feeling upset. So when you go back and read my life, it's just going to seem like I'm upset all the time.
In 2022, you need to make a goal for yourself to keep a happy journal.
I've started doing it. I've started being like, this was a great thing, because I'll try to keep mementos from things and put them in my journal. So I feel like I have to write about it so I will know later what that memento is about. So that's like, oh, this is a happy thing. It forces me to write happy things and not just go to my journal for emotional support.
Okay, your turn.
This is from Hannah. She said, I shared this to the Facebook group after your creepy Airbnb episode and thought you might appreciate it for the spooky episodes coming up. Here we go. She said, when I'm picking an Airbnb, I'm looking for things I am not getting at a hotel. A washer dryer, a full kitchen, or maybe something unique. In August, my husband and I booked an Airbnb in an old schoolhouse deep in the Pocono Mountains off Lake Wallenpaupack. Isn't Lake Wallenpaupack the lake that Michael Scott drove his car into because he was following MapQuest and MapQuest said to turn right into the lake?
Is it? Let's fact check that. Please hold.
I feel like I can hear Michael Scott saying Lake Wallenpaupack.
Lake Scranton.
Oh. Okay. Didn't he say Lake Wallenpaupack at some point? I feel like he does.
If any office aficionados, let us know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. The schoolhouse was built in 1925, but hadn't been home to the pitter-patter of little feet for decades. Despite loving anything spooky, the creep factor didn't fully register to me. It wasn't until we pulled up and my husband, Taylor, said, "This looks like a place you come to get murdered," did I realize that maybe it was a little spooky. The room was beautifully restored. We wandered for an hour just looking at antique school desks, vintage lamps, and original built-ins. Did I notice a few drafts? Sure. It was an old building. Did I notice the back doors that led nowhere? Of course, but it had a history and wasn't always in good condition. I've seen weirder. In the bathroom stood an antique water fountain. I imagined the tiny hands of school children, which no longer even existed in the memories of people that knew them, that twisted the steel knob for a drink. It was beautiful. I called my husband over. Babe, did you see this? As he walked in the doorway, his back to the main room, we hear, bang! It was the kind of scare you feel in your chest first and your mind second. We froze. We looked around the room, but nothing was disturbed. I looked outside. I checked the door to the classroom and the main one to the building. Both were still locked. I asked him, "What did that sound like to you?" He said, "A stack of books falling to the floor." I shook off the noise and decided to take a shower. We'd just been camping and I was filthy. Plus, the shower was beautiful. I'm sure the bang was nothing. I was rinsing my face when out of the corner of my eye, I see Taylor walk in and stand in front of the clawfoot tub. He's going to ask about dinner, I thought. I laugh and turn to face him when I see nothing. No one is there. I could have sworn I even saw the red sleeves of his raglan shirt. I peek around the wall to see him dozing off on the sofa. Another draft. It's just an old building, I thought. I don't mention to him what I saw. He'll think I'm being paranoid. Plus, the evening goes on without incident. What would have been the point of mentioning it? We're exhausted and we call it a night. We turn off the lights and crawl under the covers. I don't know the last time I fell asleep so fast. I do, unfortunately, wake up at one point.
No.
The room is dark, black. Not even a street light is illuminating the room from outside. I don't bother to reach for my phone to check the time. I know exactly what time it is. 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m.
The witching hour.
The witching hour. I laid on my back, eyes fixed to the ceiling, trying not to listen to the room. Taylor moved in bed next to me. "Babe, are you awake?" I ask. "Yeah, for a few minutes." "Me too. Did you look at the time?" "It's 3:04. "Well, fuck. I can't ignore that. I managed to fall asleep because ghosts can't hurt me. Ghosts can't hurt me. Ghosts can't hurt me." The next day, I admit what I saw in the bathroom. Us both waking up at 3 a.m. weirded him out too, so maybe he won't think I'm crazy. Well, he had a secret of his own. "I heard footsteps last night," he said. "I thought you got up to use the bathroom, but then I felt you in bed next to me." It was our last night before we went home, and I really wanted to make the most of it. We picked up some groceries, planned a nice dinner. The meal was just okay, but neither of us cared. We were just happy to be together. We went to bed late that night. We both kept putting off sleep, though neither of us admitted why.
Yeah, because you're both scared shitless.
You're both scared shitless, Hanna.
Yeah, and Taylor.
Taylor.
Tell each other your secrets. Don't hold those back. There's no secrets in marriages.
Now, if you've never experienced sleep paralysis, it's difficult to describe. It's horrible. You're not just paralyzed. You see things and feel things that aren't there. I've had it twice in my adult life, but was plagued as a child. The first time was at home. I felt a heavy hand press against my mouth. A shadow man blocked the light from the window, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't scream. I cried when I finally felt the hand on my mouth dissolve. The second time was this night at this Airbnb. I open my eyes, blink. It's dark. My skin is heavy. I can't move. The bed feels like a mouth swallowing me whole. I tell myself to breathe. I tell myself nothing is wrong. You're okay. You're okay. I sense weight release from the mattress. "Taylor get out of bed?" I questioned. His footsteps echo across the room. Maybe he's getting a drink. I still can't move or call out to him. I'm just so glad the room is dark so I can't see the shadow man watching me. I feel tears pool in my eyes. I gasp. I can move. Oh, thank God I can move. I roll over and see Taylor sleeping soundly. I realize I can feel his toes against my leg. Wait, he didn't get out of bed. She sent a link to the schoolhouse.
Yeah. Now I want to go stay there. I want to stay there.
I'll forward you the link. It looks really whimsical. And everyone seems to be great. And it's a super host. So there you go.
I'm going
to
invite all my girls from the book club for a girls weekend getaway. Wink, wink. And then when we get there, I'm going to yell, "It's haunted."
People love it when you spring a haunted trip on them.
I recently started getting my birth control in the mail.
Nice.
And it is a game changer for me because for whatever reason, even though it's a seemingly simple task, walking down the street to the pharmacy and picking up my birth control, it felt like one more thing on my never-ending list of things to do. And getting it in the mail makes my life easier and simpler.
Yeah, there's enough you have to do without having to stand in line at the pharmacy, wait for the person ahead of you who's yelling at the pharmacist for some inexplicable reason. That's why the Pill Club is so awesome. They make it easier to get your birth control without scheduling a trip to the doctor's office or going to the pharmacy in person. They're giving you access to care from the comfort of your home and delivery to your door in discreet packaging. So your Aunt Martha doesn't need to know that you're on the pill because she's like worried about birth control.
So the Pill Club is a birth control subscription prescribed by a medical professional. And like we said, it's delivered straight to your door for free.
And it's not just one type of birth control you've never heard of. They carry over 120 FDA-approved brands. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, if you don't have insurance, cough, cough, if you don't have insurance, prices start as low as $9 per month without insurance.
So right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/taste, the Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Acquired Taste listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. bedsider.org.
That's thepillclub.com/taste to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control.
Remember, thepillclub.com/taste. You must use this link to make the donation.
Okay, Bethany, before we get into another scary story, can we do my list?
Yes, please. I want to know what adult things are scary.
Things that are scary when you're an adult. Number one, getting the subject line sent to your email box. You have a new policy change to your 401k plan.
When you said you have a policy change, my heart just seized up.
I know. I never want to read those. I don't like change, and I don't want to know about my new policy change.
I don't know about my old policy.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Delete.
I'm pretty sure that I have a new policy that if I don't check this new policy, they're subtracting, like, I don't know, $12.50 from my account every month or something.
I mean, what's a delete worth to you? $12.50 a month?
Next one. Having to be nice to your extremely old, extremely racist great uncle Edmund because he's rich and he doesn't have any kids. That's scary.
It is scary, yeah. But at least it's scary with a purpose.
Yeah, you want to be in that will.
Gotta be in that will. Yeah. And maybe everyone else is having a really hard time being nice to him. So actually, the worse he is, the better your chances of getting some of that money.
That's true. And you know, sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes if they say something really terrible, you're like, I agree with you, Uncle Edmund.
No, you can't agree.
Yes, you have to agree sometimes to get the money.
No, you can't agree. Then you're validating his awful beliefs.
Then you say, hey, Uncle Edmund, I agree with you. But you know who doesn't agree with you? All the other cousins.
That's blood money, Kathleen. Okay. That money you get is tainted.
Okay. Going to the grocery store hangry without a list.
That's when you buy $500 worth of groceries, but they're all cheese and candy bars.
And Rice Krispie treats.
Yep. Crackers, the cracker aisle, Cheez-Its.
Yep.
Cheez-Its are like serving size one box.
Oh, yeah.
Cheez-Its.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the white cheddar ones are the best.
Or those rosemary olive oil Triscuits. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And because they kind of dissolve in your mouth, you can suck the flavor out of the cracker.
Yeah, I like anything you can suck the flavor out of first, because then you're left with some like delicious but strange texture afterwards that's like its own meal.
So good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary when you're an adult. Buying lemonade from a street vendor, is it poison or is it juice?
And if you don't buy it from the little kids, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
But you know those little kids didn't wash their hands.
Nope, they didn't.
You know, they like National Lampooned Vacations, like swirled it in the jar with their bare hands.
Yeah,
because they forgot a spoon.
There's feces in that lemonade and you're taking your life into your own hands and their hands, you know?
You can support the kids and then walk around the corner and like dump it.
Yeah.
That's not safe.
Very scary when you're an adult. Hearing someone say, I love you, but you have been mistreated by your family members and lovers your whole life, and you think you also might love the person back, but movies and television tell you that you're waiting for the perfect rom-com romance, and now your vision of a healthy relationship is fucked up and down and sideways. Very scary.
Do you need a hug?
No, I don't. Okay. I've got one last one for you, Bethany. And this one,
I would say rom-coms are the most dangerous genre of film.
And this one comes from personal experience.
Okay.
Very scary when you're an adult.
Okay.
Hearing your partner say, I quit my job, and they don't have another one lined up.
Do you have anything that you and Neil want to share with the class, Kathleen?
Yeah, he quit his job this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's lucky that he did it when we have house guests this week, because I would have murdered him.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
As someone who does not have health insurance, I'm learning the ways around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, here's the things you do have to pay for.
Okay.
A doctor visit.
Yeah.
But if you have a dope ass doctor like I do, they can then send your prescriptions to Canada.
Oh.
And sometimes it's cheaper. Or the pharmacy will work with you to try and find coupons.
Yeah.
a coupon for, so like the chick at CVS got my medicine down from like $110 to $20.
Oh.
Because she found a coupon. Yeah.
See, okay. I'm very nervous. I'm trying to get healthier. I've worked out 2 days in a row.
Great.
But now I'm very sore and I'm having trouble walking. I'm just, it's scary, but I'm happy for him. But, you know, we tell people on this podcast all the time, if you can, take that chance. But when it happens to you, it's totally different.
As my mom says, sometimes you have to be pushed off the cliff.
That's true.
And, you know, sometimes you have to be pushed off the cliff. And I think that Neil got pushed off a cliff.
Sure did.
And I hope he lands nicely because you don't have health insurance to handle that tumble.
I'm not sure if I'm at the bottom with a trampoline. That is up in the air.
Bethany. Do you want to do, I have a really short story.
Yeah.
Do you want to do just one more really short one?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is from Carolyn. This spooky story comes from my fiance. Let's call him Lieutenant Dangle. Ooh. I like that she calls her husband Lieutenant and not like, you know, Fred.
My dad had on his credit cards, like he made sure that it said Colonel Heaney, Lieutenant Colonel Heaney.
Look, if you go through everything that it takes to become someone who has a rank,
yeah,
you should be called that rank at all times.
Yeah. So, Bethany, what's your rank? What should I refer to you as from now on?
I don't know. Oh, man, I don't even know.
Okay. You can be Captain Organized and I can be Captain Always Late.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Procrastination of the SS Never Get It Done Brigade. All right. So anyway, Lieutenant Dangle. The men's prison he previously worked at was originally a youth reform school, aka insane asylum.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that youth reform school and insane asylum, quote unquote, were the same thing. That's interesting. Mm. He was occasionally tasked with patrolling an abandoned part of the facility, which still had its original construction. Needless to say, the creepiest part of the prison. Almost everyone hated patrolling there, and just about all of them had some kind of paranormal experience.
Oh my God.
Lieutenant Dangle had the occasional light flicker or hear something questionable, but nothing like this. One day, the local police arrived at the facility unannounced, blue and red lights blazing.
Oh.
They told the front desk officer that they had received a 911 phone call from inside the jail.
What?
After sending a message out through the internal channels, none of the prison staff admitted to making the call. Every single unit in the prison had a fax machine, and to one of those, the call was eventually traced. The call came from the fax machine from that famously abandoned unit. However, it was not from the patrolling officer. The voice that the dispatcher heard on the other end was a young girl laughing. Her exact words have been lost in the grapevine, but we know she quickly hung up after what sounded like an older woman's voice in the background. I need not remind you, this was a prison for adult men. An older woman's voice could maybe have been chalked up to a female officer, but a young girl, good luck. And that is from Carolyn.
It's like you did last episode. It's a stone tape. The walls are stone tapes.
The walls are replaying incidents from the past. Calling 911. Just awful.
I mean, have you ever had to call 911?
Yes. When I worked at Starbucks, I was closing. It was me and another girl.
Yeah.
And a drunk guy came in after, like, right when we were closing,
yeah,
but he refused to leave. Like, he got coffee, but then he would not leave. And we kept saying, like, it's time for you to go, sir. We have to close.
Yeah, get your ass out of here.
Yeah, and he would get really angry and belligerent. Oh. So we called the cops 4 times. They never came.
Are you kidding me?
No, like, the fourth time we called, the woman was like, oh, you guys still need cops? He's still there? We were like, yeah, bitch. We called 3 times subsequent. They never showed up.
What?
I was so pissed. Shout out to Minneapolis police officers who never showed up.
Before the age of Twitter and Facebook, because I would have gone straight to the socials with that.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally the guy just like left. Thank God he didn't get violent. And then I think I've had to call police for like someone, non-emergency number for a couple things, like someone sleeping on our doorstep, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
I've called for suspicious vehicles. Outside my apartment, where then I turned on that app where I can listen to police channels, and they made fun of me for calling. And that's about it. I've never had a serious thing happen where I called 911.
Yeah, I get nervous whenever I think about something happening. I always think, how could I protect myself?
Yeah.
Because I never trust that the police are going to come in time. I just get nervous.
On the PATH train here in New Jersey, which is like the subway that takes you from New Jersey to New York City, I pulled the emergency button once because somebody passed out. And then I like got out of the train and was banging on the side of the train, like as I was running up to the conductor's booth to like tell him there was an emergency. He did not give a shit. He closed the doors and went on. Meanwhile, there's this girl who like needs medical attention. She's passed out. And I was at my stop, so I didn't get back on the train. I went to work. I wrote NJ Transit, like, because they run the PATH train, a big long email about how their emergency thing didn't work. Like, I pulled it and nothing happened. Nothing went off. The train didn't stop. And they never wrote back to me.
Yeah, those in power seem to not really care.
No, they don't. They go...
is what I've learned.
We should run the world, Bethany, because we care.
We care. And so anyway, that's why it's important to have bear spray in your house, because you just got to make sure you can protect yourself just in case.
Bear spray in your purse, too.
But it's also not legal in many states, including New York.
Bear spray in pocket, in your fanny pack.
We're legally allowed.
We should
don't do anything illegal.
We should all have scrunchies that have bear spray built into them.
You just fling them like a slingshot and they just like emit bear spray as they're flying through the air.